There's the school bell, and it is good to have you back in the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is class session 599, and in class today, we're going to be talking about the destruction of Sennacherib's army. You see, Sennacherib was an Assyrian, and the Assyrian exerted their power and came across northern Israel and Samaria, easily taking everything for themselves. And Sennacherib had besieged Jerusalem. Inside Jerusalem was King Hezekiah. And Hezekiah prayed to God about this matter and put his trust in God. And God told Hezekiah that the virgin daughter of Jerusalem would laugh at Sennacherib with what is going to happen in his miserable failure in trying to take Jerusalem. It'd be like a young girl laughing at an army general who was not able to accomplish the feat that he wanted. And then God had also sent word to Sennacherib that though he thought he was great indeed and had attributed all his glorious success to his own glory, that he was going to find out that this glory was because of God, and Sennacherib was about to learn a terrible lesson, that pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You'll want to follow along when we read this in just a moment from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 37, and we'll read verses 36 through 38. Before I do, I need to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in this Bible school, we're studying the Sunday school lessons that were prepared by E.A. Elam. And this particular Sunday school lesson was prepared for the Sunday schools of May 18th, 1924. Now let me read to you about the destruction of Sennacherib's army. This is Isaiah chapter 37 and verse 36. And the angel of Jehovah went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when the men arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. Jehovah sent an angel who cut off all the mighty men of valor and the leaders and the captains in the camp of the king of Assyria, 2 Chronicles 32:21. That night, after Hezekiah's reception of that blasphemous letter, the angel of Jehovah went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when the men arose early in the morning, behold, these were all dead bodies. The Assyrian camp was at once broken up, and Sennacherib in haste returned with shame of face to his own land. God did this to dishonor him. While God did this suddenly, it does not follow that he used no means, yet we do not know by what means he used, if any. Some suppose that it was a deadly simoon which sometimes sweeps over the country. Winds are said to be God's messengers, and flames of fire his ministers. Psalm 104, verses 4 and 5, we read about him who makes winds his messengers and flames of fire his ministers. But it could be also like that plague of death that struck Egypt. Well, with the death of the firstborn in every household of Egypt when they had not placed the blood over their doorpost as they were instructed to have done. At any rate, Sennacherib returned to Nineveh and, according to history, lived there about 17 years and was slain by his sons, Adrammelech and Chizireh, with the sword while worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god. Isaiah 37, verses 37 and 38 says, So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed, and went, and returned, and dwelt at Nineveh. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer, his son, smote him with a sword, and they escaped into the hands of Ararat, into the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his stead. This lesson shows the efficacy and power of prayer. That's what Hezekiah had done. He had prayed to God with faith and humility, an effectual, fervent prayer. Faith, humility, reverence, and submission to God are all essential elements of effective prayer. In 1 John 3 and verse 22 we read, Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do things that are pleasing in his sight. In 2 John chapter 4 and verse 15 we read, This is the boldness which we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Hezekiah had prayed to God in accordance with God's will, and God had heard the prayer of Hezekiah and destroyed the proud army of the proud leader Sennacherib. And thus God saved Hezekiah and Jerusalem and guided them on every side. Hezekiah was greatly honored, and the land again bloomed with prosperity. We read in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 22 through 23, Thus Jehovah saved Hezekiah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem from the hand of Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, and from the hand of all others, and guided them on every side. And many brought gifts unto Jehovah to Jerusalem, and precious things to Hezekiah, king of Judah, so that he was exalted in the sight of all nations from henceforth. Now, at the very last of this lesson are excerpts from a poem that the English poet Byron had written about the destruction of Sennacherib. Well, I don't want to read just the excerpts. I have the entire poem here, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it's only 6 stanzas. And I think you'll appreciate the way that Byron, after he had read this account from the Bible, put it into his own words and set it to poetry. And it is a very powerful poem. Let this be for your listening pleasure. The Assyrian came down like a wolf on the fold, and his cohorts were gleaming in purple and gold, and the sheen of their spears was like stars on the sea when the blue wave rolls nightly on deep Galilee. Like the leaves of the forest when summer is green, that host with their banners at sunset was seen. Like the leaves of the forest when autumn hath blown, that host on the morrow lay withered and strown. For the angel of death spread its wings on the blast, and breathed in the face of the foe as he passed, and the eyes of the sleepers waxed deadly and chill, and their hearts but once heaved, and forever grew still. And there lay the steed with his nostril all wide, but though it there rolled not the breath of his pride, and the foam of his gasping lay white on the turf, and cold as the spray of the rock-beating surf. And there lay the rider distorted and pale, with the dew on his brow, and the rust on his mail, and the tents were all silent, and the banners alone, the lances uplifted, the trumpet unblown, and the widows of Asher are loud in their wail, and the idols are broken in the temple of Baal, and the might of the Gentile, unsmote by the sword, hath melted like snow at the glance of the Lord. Well, that is a very impressive piece of poetry, and it certainly captures the mood of what took place in Isaiah chapter 37 when regarding the destruction of Sennacherib's army. Now, I turned the page in my Sunday school book, and the following Sunday fell on the date of May 25th, 1924, and the title of this Sunday school lesson is Babylon and the Jeremiah and the Babylonian Crisis. Much the way Isaiah had been the prophet before the rise of the Assyrians, so Jeremiah had been the prophet before the rise of the Babylonians. And those in Babylon, when they come to take Jerusalem, they did take Jerusalem, and they utterly destroyed the city. There's about 100 years or more between Isaiah and Jeremiah and the times of their prophecies, but they were similar in that regard. And so in our Bibles, we read, beginning with the prophets, we read first Isaiah and then Jeremiah and then Lamentations, Jeremiah's lament over the destruction of Jerusalem. This particular Sunday school lesson, the text for this lesson, is Jeremiah 26, verses 8 through 16. And here we read, "And it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that Jehovah had commanded him to speak unto all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold on him, saying, Thou shalt surely die. Why hast thou prophesied in the name of Jehovah, saying, This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people were gathered unto Jeremiah in the house of Jehovah. And the princes of Judah heard these things, and they came up from the king's house into the house of Jehovah. And they said in the entry of the new gate of Jehovah's house, Then spake the priests and the prophets unto the princes and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy of death, for he hath prophesied against this city, as ye have heard with your ears. Then spake Jeremiah unto the princes and all the people, saying, Jehovah sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that ye have heard. Now therefore, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of Jehovah your God, and Jehovah will repent of him of the evil that he hath pronounced against you. But as for me, behold, I'm in your hand. Do with me as is good and right in your eyes. Only know ye for certain that if you put me to death, you will bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth, Jehovah has sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. Then said the princes and all the people unto the priests and to the prophets, This man is not worthy of death, for he has spoken to us in the name of Jehovah our God. The golden text comes from this reading, Jeremiah chapter 26 and verse 13. Amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of your God. The devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson is the 86th Psalm. And we will not have time to read all 17 verses of this psalm, but we'll begin this reading, and then when we pick up with our next class, we'll continue. It has an inscription, a prayer of David, and it begins, Bow down thine ear, O Jehovah, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am godly. O thou, my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for unto thee do I cry all the day long. We'll read this psalm in our next class. If you can, come visit us at the Rock Cliff Church of Christ.